The former Bell School campus in Treme is being transformed into residential and workspace for artists and their families. The project is being led by the nonprofit ArtSpace. Eileen Fleming met up with ArtSpace spokesman Joe Butler for a look at the historic property inside and out.
So we're here on Ursuline Avenue at the old Bell School that was purchased from the Orleans Parish School District by ArtSpace. And Joe Butler here with me is from ArtSpace. And Joe, what do you do for the organization?
I'm a local project manager, and I work both in our property development and asset divisions of our nonprofit.
Now, tell me the process of acquiring the school. Why is this a desirable property?
The community in itself is a tremendous cultural and arts history, and the Bell campus and its band in particular have always been fundamental to what makes New Orleans feel and sound like New Orleans does. This building has great historic value as well as cultural value. So when the two meet, it's a great opportunity for ArtSpace to help preserve a community's cultural infrastructure.
So we're looking at it. We got a brick facade. How would you describe this building?
The building was finished in about 1903. It was done by Allison Owen, and it's an American Italianate, and it's marvelous. It's got great features, huge windows, hardwood floors, wonderful light, and it looks very much like the famed Sacred Heart building on St. Charles Avenue, same architect.
And was this a victim of Katrina?
In many ways, it was like lots of things that were impacted by Katrina. It wasn't so much the water, but everything that happened afterwards. This was a habitated school until, I think, August 26, whenever the evacuation happened. And the school kids walked out and never came back. The school was significantly and seriously damaged by water coming through the roof. Post-Katrina. Unfortunately, when Katrina happened, this building had just had its tile roofing taken off, and the only thing on the roof was sheathing and roof paper. Needless to say, that doesn't last for a very long time in New Orleans rainy weather, so therefore the building actually had water raining into it for about 5.5-6 years.
And what made you think, boy, this really severely damaged building would make great housing?
Well, it's got the building has all the core elements for great artist housing. Wonderful windows, huge ceilings, great light, and it's iconic. You can feel the history of this environment, and most people will tell you that this is sacred ground, and we feel like we are stewards of the next generation or the next iteration of this building as part of the cultural fabric of this city. So I'd like to go into this building because this is one of our favorite buildings here. As you know, Andrew J. Bell was famed and well known for its music education and its band. Many of the city's best-known musicians went to school here, and we're very happy to be able to return this band room back to use. It's going to be a center for music education and dance education. So this is going to be a huge 2,000-square-foot studio.
It's a big open room
for artists and community members to use. In fact, this is hallowed ground. This is where Meathead Richardson made some of the best young musicians in New Orleans ever. So when you talk about cats from Rebirth, Dirty Dozen, lots of band directors all over this city came from this room, literally. So we want to make sure that this room continues to be the heartbeat and soul of New Orleans.
I hope I'm not surprised by some little critter.
Oh, yeah. Most of them have been driven out by now. We've been in here way too much. But I'm sure they do scurry around.
So this Thanks.
Huh?
Thanks.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Now this auditorium, this is one nice big space.
What we'll have in this building are loft-style units. We'll keep this barreled ceiling. And so a unit will have a lower and upper level. And they'll be tremendous. And you see how large these windows are. 12-foot windows. I mean, and you see the amount of light there is now, and the windows are essentially covered.
Yeah. Well, here we are, back at the chain link fence.
Well, this has been an effort of blood, sweat, and tears, but one that we've been very grateful for the opportunity. And again, our objective is just to continue to help steward these wonderful public resources and the cultural assets of our great community. And Treme is an incredibly important place to work and to be and to live, and we're very, very pleased.
All right, Joe Butler from ArtSpace, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Eileen.
The groundbreaking on Thursday will celebrate the start of construction on the residential units. Plans call for 79 affordable units for artists and their families. The first phase is set to be finished early next year. The remaining units are scheduled for completion in the fall of 2017. The final phase will restore the chapel, the oldest building on the campus, to a space for art shows and performances. The public is invited to the groundbreaking starting at 5 p.m. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNM, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack.